Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. It's time for an update. And, you know, I've been doing videos now for 4 or 5 years. In fact, this is my fifth season as far as I'm concerned. That's why the videos I'm doing recently start with the number 5, then it goes point, and then there's a number, and that's how many videos I've done in this particular season. And I used to do 1 or 2 videos a week, so a season would last, you know, 52, 55 videos. But this year it's gotten out of control, but that's another story altogether. But a little over a year ago, I did a video on the search engine optimization scam, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I know that although the video went up and a lot of people saw it back then for my channel, that was actually at a time when I had about 10,000 subscribers. In fact, I actually referenced that number in the video. And by the way, in the video, I also have a beard. So some of my newer subscribers wouldn't know that that was ever the case. But my channel got quite a bit of growth late in the year in 2018. So a lot of people did not see that video. So I was going to do an update anyway, but I'm going to do a brief intro here to explain what I'm talking about. And I'll put a link to the video below if you want to see it. But there's a situation where if you have a website, like I do, leitoslaw.com, I've got a website, it's plugged at the end of my videos, and I mentioned that I have a law practice because I'm an attorney, and a lot of attorneys have got websites. But a lot of businesses have websites, and it doesn't matter what you sell. Nowadays, you should probably have a website if you have a business of any sort. And, you know, some people get it, some people don't. You know, you see some bad websites, you see all kinds of stuff out there. But the point is that I've had a website, I think, since about 1994. So, you know, you could do the math on that, but I'm guessing about 25 years, right? So my website's been up for quite some time, and I have on my website my email address. Now, I know there's people who are going to say, Steve, you got to get your email address off there. You know, go steve@leitoslaw.com, because that'll really fool the web crawlers. They won't be able to find your email address. But, you know, here's the thing. You get junk mail because you have an email address, the same way you get junk mail because you have a U.S. mail address, right? So it's part of the cost of doing business. I don't mind. On some levels, I don't mind. But what gets me is the way some of these businesses present themselves. So here's the thing. If you have a website on the internet, and you're probably thinking to yourself, how will people find me? And I remember in the old days, back in the early days of the different search engines like Alta Vista and so on, remember that? You would you have to actually submit your website to them and say, hey guys, I've got a website. And then they would eventually send a crawler over to look at your website and you'd get listed on one of these search engines. And of course, that stuff all sped up. Google entered the picture. Next thing you know, your website's being crawled literally dozens of times a day. And it's kind of funny. I had another website for my metal detecting hobby. And I used to be able to track incoming, traffic, and I could watch how often Google crawlers were on it. And I think they're pretty much there all day long. They just hung out. But anyways, you don't need to worry about websites being found anymore. But for some odd reason, there's an industry that's sprung up called search engine optimization. And what they will do is these people will contact you and say, hey, you need to optimize your website so that search engines can find you. And not just that they can find you, but that when people go searching for whatever it is you're selling, that your results will appear at the top of the list. Because face it, there's competition out there, right? So if you are going to be selling, I don't know, dry erase markers, right? And you put up a website, you know, dryerasemarkers.com. And the problem is, of course, there's other people selling dry erase markers. And in fact, Amazon sells them and everybody sells them, you know. There's a kid at the end of my driveway selling them for some weird reason. So how do you get your website to appear at the top of those results? Well, there's people out there who will tell you that they're consultants and they will help you get your website to the top of these results. And they call it search engine optimization. So when my website went up back in 1994 and I had an email address on there, I remember very early on starting to get junk emails, and that's fine. You look at it, you can glance and almost immediately just delete it. No big deal. And the weird thing is that starting about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, but I know that it peaked about 5 years ago, where I literally get a dozen emails a day. And by the way, it's still continuing. And the emails are gibberish. They're in broken English. But if you roughly translate them into what they're trying to say, they started out by saying, you know, dear website owner, we are a company that can help you get your website to the top of the search engine results so your customers can find you. And that was the case for a little while. And then they changed it a little bit. They say, dear website owner, you know, your competition's doing better than you are. Do you wonder why? If you wonder why, you can hire us and we will help you do better than them by search engine optimizing your website. And then what happened is over time, because number one, I never responded to any of these. They'd even say, if you want to get, you know, stop us contacting you, just unsubscribe. So I'd unsubscribe and that never does anything. And they just keep coming. So they started getting to the point where they're actually getting hostile. And they'd say things like, dear, you know, Leitoslaw.com, your website is not performing well at all. In fact, sometimes they get rude. They'll say things like, you're probably going to get angry and disappointed when you read this email, but we have to tell you, your website does not even appear on Google anymore. And I've had people send that email to me saying, your website isn't even on Google. It's not even on Google. Google can't find you. So a couple of years ago, I decided that as a conscious effort, I was going to stop ignoring these emails, but simply write, call me immediately in response to them and send them back. Because it's kind of like if the people call you and say, hey, it's Rachel from Card Services, if you just hang up on them, they'll keep calling you. So you're better off keeping them on the phone and wasting their time and making them sorry they called you. So I started sending these emails back going, call me immediately. And the funniest thing, of course, is they don't call you immediately. They never call you. What they do is they sell your lead to somebody else. And that's why I call this a scam. Because the search engine optimization letter you get that says, we can help you. And by the way, my phone just dinged because I'm about to read your email off my phone. Not that it knew. That's unrelated. But my phone's here and it's live. So here's the thing. You get the email from one entity that says, we can help you. And when you say, call me immediately, they sell your lead to somebody else. So the first contact is deceptive. They should tell you, we know somebody who can help you. We think you need help, but do you want to contact this other? No, they go, we can help you. I say, call me immediately. They then sell that lead to somebody else who then calls me 2 weeks later. And so the first thing I do when these people call me, they say, I'm just curious, why are you calling me? And they say, oh, my associate gave me your email. I say, your associate? Does he work with you? What's his name? What's the name of the company you guys work at? And they almost always, apparently, you know, they get this so much, they actually will all say, oh, no, well, actually, he's from a marketing firm. Oh, a marketing firm. So when he said he could help me with my website, how did he mean that? And they say, oh, well, he's a marketing firm and he markets us. Oh, so he works for you? Well, no, and, you know, but anyways, you can do these circles for a while. So when you finally get around to the fact that they admit that they are calling you despite the fact that someone else was told to call you, then I will always say, what did I say? And they'll say, call me immediately. And I'll say, okay, what's the date on the email? And it's always today's date minus 14, 15 days, at least a couple weeks. It's funny because what happens is these people send out 3 million emails an hour and they get back some responses and they quickly dig through the ones that look like they're good leads, and they put those aside, and then they get like 100 of them, they sell those to a company, and 100 of them, they sell them those, you know, and so it takes them a little while. So no one's ever called me immediately. They always call me a week or 2 weeks later. So when the person calls me, if they speak English very well at all, I will have a discussion with them. And I'll say, well, I'm curious, the email that they sent me said my website's doing this, 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 and this, but it's not true. And they'll say, oh, well, let's look at that. And I go, wait a second. The emails never say your website could be doing these things. It says your website is doing these things. So now you're telling me you haven't even checked? And that's the funny thing is that the people who are sending the emails saying you need help have not looked at the website. And the people who call me immediately 2 weeks later also haven't looked at my website. So wait, you called me just now and you don't even have my website up on your screen? And I've had guys go, yeah, I admit that. So trust me. So here's the email I got this morning, and I got 4 of them this morning. I deleted 3 of them, and then I realized, oh, shoot, I need to hang on to one of these. So this is from a guy named Steven Peter, and they always have improbable names. I got one from John X. Obama. You'll get them from things like Kennedy W. Franklin Benjamin and things like that. But Steven Peter wrote to me, dear Leitoslaw.com team, I thought you might like to know some reasons why you are not getting enough website hits, visitors, and conversion. website hits visitors, and conversion. I am the SEO and digital marketing expert of a leading SEO service provider company. Now, wait, why can't you tell me the name of your company? If your company is so big, why don't you tell me the name? Can you imagine if I got in the air here and said, hey, I'm an attorney. Trust me. I'm not going to tell you my name, but I'm going to tell you, and I can't tell you what state I'm licensed to practice law in, but I'm going to give you some legal advice. I am the SEO and digital marketing expert of a leading SEO service provider company. As per my analysis, your website is not performing well in the Google, Yahoo, and Bing organic searches. Also, your traffic flow is poor from last couple of months due to some of the reasons. What reasons? You might know about recent Google updates, all capitals, updates, like Phantom 3.0, Panda 4.2, and Penguin 4.0. You know, I'm scared of Phantoms and Pandas and Penguins. That sounds scary to me. Google has completely dropped all authorship functionality from the search results and webmaster tools. So be careful on it and take the help of an SEO company to fix it. I've joked before that I want to send these people emails and say, your English language skills are poor. If you'd like me to teach you how to speak English, contact me immediately. It would help you sell your services. Some of the aspects given below, colon. Some of what aspects? Some of the aspects given below. Due to poor and unauthorized link sites, relevant keyword phrases are not visible on first page listing. Due to HTML validation errors and warnings present in website. Your web, and here's one, your website is not search engine friendly. Website content quality is not high standard. Website is having on-page and on-site issues. And then it says area of improvement, singular, area of improvement. We will give you first page ranking on Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Improve your organic traffic and sales. By the way, as I like to point out, I'm not selling anything. I don't have products. If you will not, I'm not making this stuff up. If you will not satisfied with our results, then we will refund your money as per the money back guarantee policy. If you will not satisfied. Secure your website from Google Penguin Updates 4.0. So I got to apparently protect myself from Google. Increase your conversion rate. Target your local market to increase business. And then it says, note, we give guarantee to improve in our keyword ranking from the first month itself if we fail to achieve then money back. We will be optimizing your website in the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing, which results in improvements in keyword ranking, traffic, link popularity, goal conversion, and ROI in the first month of our work. For more details, please reply. We have 24/7 support, so you can contact any point of time with your website issues. Stephen Peter, digital marketing analyst. Now, here's the funny thing. Besides all the bad grammar in here and their wacky claims, the first thing I'll tell you is that when I get a phone call, because I did say call me immediately to this guy, when I get a phone call in response to this, I'm going to say, who are you? And the guy's going to go, oh, my name is, you know, whatever. He's going to give me some name. It's going to be any name but Stephen Peter. And I'm going to say, oh, what happened to Stephen Peter? Oh, he's an associate of ours. Really? Because I want to talk to him because he's the one who says that my website's not ranked on the first page of Google, Bing, and or Yahoo. And the guy will say, well, no, I can help you with that. And I'll say, okay, let's go look at the first thing you say, due to poor and unauthorized link sites. What are you talking about? I guarantee he's going to go, well, that's not specifically to your site. That's just something that we think is a common problem people have. Well, what about the website content quality is not high standard? What do you mean by that? And I guarantee he's going to say, oh, no, that's just, again, none of this actually applies to you. This is just stuff that applies to average people. And so I'm going to say, okay, how about this? Why don't you go to a computer, assuming you have one near you, and I hope you do, and type in a few key phrases that I think are important to me. Type them in, see what happens, okay? And tell me what the first organic search result is that you get. And it depends on the time of day and a couple other things, which way the wind is blowing. But I'm always in the first page, and I'm often the first one, the top organic search result. And I've actually had a guy, and again, if you watch my previous video, you know this, I actually had a guy go, oh my God, how'd you do that? To which I replied, you tell me, you're the expert. But number two, and you know, it's crazy because I would have thought that this is all just kind of a weird thing, but you know who's really getting ripped off here? Is the guys who do the search engine optimization. Because I actually asked one guy, I said, I'm just curious. I go, you hire these people? And the guy goes, no, they just sell us leads. And I actually got this one guy, he told me what was going on. And I go, how much do leads cost you? And he goes, well, here's the deal, dude. He goes, you cost me $400. I go, $400? He goes, yeah. He goes, I pay $400 a lead. He goes, usually the leads are good. And I said, well, I'm really sorry, but I didn't mean to cost you $400. I go, I'm just trying to get the emails to stop. And the guy goes, but I can't do that. He goes, I can't make the email stop. And I go, well, you could if you stopped buying them. I go, have you thought about contacting people yourself? And he goes, yeah, I haven't got that kind of time. So instead of doing the marketing himself and actually going out and trying to find people who need his help, he buys into the scam where somebody in another country is bombarding good American businesses with emails filled with grammatical errors signed by John X. Obama or Stephen Peter. And saying things like, we will optimize, help your website, analyze money back guarantee or not, you know. And so if you think that lead's worth $400, I actually had a very long conversation with a very nice woman who called me last week. And she was bummed also. And I said, well, I'm really sorry. I said, I just want to make these stop. I go, but you paid money for this lead, right? And she goes, yeah. I go, how much? She goes, I don't know. And I said, well, the last guy I talked to said $400. And she goes, well, it's gone down a little bit since then. I go, 300? And she goes, close. I go, 250? And she goes, yep. So I'm sure it depends on who you're dealing with. But the point is that if you have a business, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have a business, I still find this entertaining. But it's bizarre to me. But I suspect that as the quality of the leads is dropping, that the search engine companies are paying less for these leads. And eventually this business will disappear. This idea that they bombard millions of people with these stupid emails going, you're not even on the Google. Did you know you're not even on the Google? So that's an update on the search engine optimization scam. Don't get me wrong. I've met people who do SEO, and I understand there's concepts behind it. I've studied it myself. And I'm not saying that SEO itself is a scam. It's not. It's the way it's being marketed to people with these tidal waves of garbage emails. And the fact that you can say, call me immediately, and 2 weeks later, someone else calls you. So that's the update. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.